It's the 50th year of Jazz basketball, and the Zone is counting you down to this historic season by naming the top 50 Jazz players of all time, as voted on by the local media and you, the fans. And now, here's today's selection.
At number 17 in the Jazz 50 countdown, forward Larry Markkanen. Acquired by the Jazz in a blockbuster trade that sent Donovan Mitchell to Cleveland, Markkanen was an all-star in his first season in Utah. In 66 games, the forward has averaged 25.5 points and 8.5 rebounds for the Jazz.
The top 50 Jazz players of all time, presented by UCCU. Love where you bank. On your home of Utah Jazz basketball, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Number 17, Ben, Lowry Markkanen. One season already at 17?
66 games. Not a lot of games. But look, I will say this. I remember, you remember the 50th anniversary team in the NBA? What was it, 96 or whatever it was? Mm-hmm. And everyone was mad that Shaq was on it. And now it's like, Shaq's the eighth best player in NBA history. Or, you know, wherever you want to put him, like... I get it. 66 games for Lowry Markkanen is a very small sample size. He averaged 25 points, 8 rebounds, 40% from the three-point line, started in an all-star game at home, nearly led the Jazz to the playoffs. In fact, I think you and I both agree, had the Jazz played him, they would have gone to the playoffs, probably at least the play-in tournament. Lowry belongs on this list. And as he accrues time here, it's a no-doubter. But if people want to... have a qualm that he shouldn't be here yet after just 66 games, I guess I would listen to that.
Yeah, one season. Although he's not top 10 either.
No, he's not top 10. You know, and in 4 or 5 years, if he's still here...
could easily be.
And performs anywhere similar to this level? I mean, how many Jazz players ever average 25 in a season? It's like four guys.
Let alone 25 and 8. Karl Malone's got to be the only other one who did that, right?
I would think so. Yeah, right. I mean, not many people... have ever averaged those types of numbers, especially at that level of efficiency. I mean, it's crazy. Chuck Robinson averaged 23 and 15. Like, those are big numbers. Yeah. But yeah, 25 and 8, and can probably get up 28 points this season, 29 points this season. I don't think that would be all that shocking. So, high for his short tenure in Utah, but I think a very real chance 3 years from now, he could be like number 7 or 8 on this list.
Let me ask you this, though. 3 years from now, is he the best player on the team?
Yeah, he might not be. He might not be on the team with today's NBA. And
well,
I
let's
guess
assume
that,
he is. But, I mean, is he the number one on a contending team?
I actually think he might be good enough to do that. I honestly do. I think he might be good enough to do that. And that's extremely high praise off of a very small sample size with 66 games again. If he plays like this for three more seasons, I mean, I think he's good enough to be the best player on a contending team. The team around him's got to get a lot better.
Sure.
But he's an all-star starter and a borderline all-NBA player.
Was Donovan Mitchell ultimately able to be the best player on a contending team? Not really. I guess you could say the Jazz contended, I suppose.
Yeah, they're the best record in the NBA. I will say this. I think Lowry Markkanen's season last year was better than any Donovan Mitchell ever had in Utah.
I'd listen to that argument.
Yeah.
You could argue for Donovan, too, don't get me wrong, but I'd listen to it.
Barring 17 seasons of Karl Malone being one of the best players in the NBA for 17 straight years like he was with the Jazz once he really kind of hit his prime and was a perennial all-star, if you were to take those out because it's such ridiculous numbers, Lowry's individual season last year was probably top 5 in Jazz history if you exclude Karl's run.
Yeah, but if he takes a step back, we'll forget all about it.
Yeah, we will. We will.
So that's kind of the where the only playing here one season comes in, honestly. Like, again, I've told you this a million times. When we had season tickets to the Charlotte Hornets, Kelly Trepucco was an all-star and averaged 20 points per game. Never did that again.
Sure, never did it again.
And nobody remembers Kelly Trepucco.
Correct.
Right? Outside of me, who brings it up on the radio once a year.
Right, right.
Nobody remembers that guy.
So, yeah, it's very possible that this was lightning in a bottle.
If he takes a step back, I'm not betting on that, but if he does, I'm then... all of a sudden it's, oh, we had that one great year, move them down.
Yep. And, you know, that's why I like this list. This list is evergreen. It doesn't mean it's always going to be right, but it's always going to be around. And we will get to go back and look at this list in 10 years at the 60th anniversary and be like, Lowry was 17? He'll either be like 35 or like 6.
Yeah.
I don't think he stays at 17. I would be surprised if that happens.
By the way, is Kelly Trepucco, I'm assuming he's still coming.
Yeah, he's in the top four.
Top four?
Top four.
Kelly's still, I assumed he was.
No. Kelly does not make the list, unfortunately.
What?
Yeah, I know.
No?
Nope.
Oh, Come on.
So we'll see. We'll see with Lowry.
What about Eric Lechner?
No, Eric Murdoch doesn't make the list either. Only two All-Star players, but we were into this All-Star run now. Mike Conley, obviously on Wednesday, was our first All-Star. Lowry Markkanen here today. And then almost from here on out, it's all All-Stars.
Lowry Markkanen, number 17.